Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A mild and warm night across Israel. Clear skies in Jerusalem, while Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa remains calm and pleasant. Perfect conditions for those out under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that IDF strikes in Gaza killed 6 people, including an 8-year-old boy. Earlier today, Israel briefly closed crossings amid ongoing fighting with Iran. Also, JNS reports that Israel Katz has declared any strike on Israel's north will lead to a reciprocal attack on Hezbollah strongholds in Lebanon. Also this hour, I-24 News notes that Iran launched several missile barrages at northern Israel. Israel has vowed to respond, as confirmed in a phone call between Trump and the Israeli Prime Minister. Separately, Axios highlights that Israel has struck Iranian military targets. This marks the first reported attack on Iran since the April 8 ceasefire. And finally, Walla reports that Naftali Bennett warned today of a new phase in the conflict with Iran. He criticized the Prime Minister, suggesting this could lead to further escalation. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that the U.S. military assisted Israel in intercepting ballistic missiles from Iran. Eli Afriat, an Israeli news reporter, alerted us minutes ago to a coordinated drone attack by the Houthis and Hezbollah on southern and northern Israel, respectively. IL Red Alert, a missile alert service, reported 15 minutes ago that the IDF intercepted a drone from Yemen over Eilat, concluding the incident. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report. The IDF's latest strikes in Gaza come amid heightened tensions with Iran. The operation reportedly targeted Islamic Jihad operatives. This adds to the ongoing conflict that has seen increased military activity in the region. The closure of crossings underscores the fragile security situation affecting civilians on both sides. Turning to JNS's report, Israel Katz's statement reflects a firm stance against Hezbollah. He emphasizes Israel's readiness to counter any northern aggression. This raises the stakes for Hezbollah and could lead to further military engagements in Lebanon. The implications for regional stability are significant. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights the missile exchange between Iran and Israel. This development follows Trump's call to Netanyahu urging restraint. The attack marks a significant escalation, affecting diplomatic relations and adding strain to the already tense situation. Separately, Axios reports on Israel's retaliation against Iranian targets. This move signals a new phase in the conflict post-ceasefire. It underscores Israel's commitment to defending its interests. The regional power dynamics are now shifting rapidly. And finally, from Walla. Bennett's warning today highlights concerns about Iran's ongoing actions. He's criticized the current leadership, suggesting this may lead to a normalization of conflict with Iran. The potential for further escalation looms large, affecting both domestic and international diplomacy. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that the average high-tech salary in Israel reached a record $13,310 in March. This rise is attributed to annual bonuses, reflecting growth in the sector despite wider economic challenges. Separately, CTEC discusses Israel's tech paradox, noting $1.1 billion raised in a week amid widespread layoffs. The focus remains on AI, cybersecurity, and infrastructure startups, indicating investor confidence despite job cuts. And finally, Globes reports that Marvel has unveiled a new optical communications chip developed in Israel. This technology promises to advance data transfer speeds, particularly in AI-focused data centers. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 2 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.